At a virtual meeting with a group of Democratic governors today, President Biden faced pressure to step up his response to the U.S. Supreme Court's ruling that eliminates the constitutional right to get an abortion. Mr. Biden talked about options to protect women's access to the procedure.
Congress is going to have to act to codify the Roe into federal law. As I said yesterday, the filibuster should not stand in the way of us being able to do that. But right now, we don't have the votes in the Senate to change the filibuster at the moment. That means we need two more votes now, not now, when we vote, probably after November.
And during that meeting, New York Governor Kathy Hochul called on the Biden administration to use federal lands for access to abortion services, such as veterans hospitals and military bases, in states that are restricting abortion rights. More than 43,000 U.S. Guard members are out of compliance with a direct order to show proof of vaccination or get an exemption by a deadline last night. That's about 10% of the force. The Guard told the New York Times the Army National Guard has a lower vaccination rate than the Air Guard. The head of the Army Guard says soldiers will get every opportunity to get the vaccine. UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson is facing another backlash over misconduct in his Conservative Party after the Deputy Chief Whip resigned over an incident involving excessive drinking. Chris Pincher said in his resignation letter that he, quote, embarrassed himself after drinking too much on Wednesday evening. The Sun newspaper reported that he allegedly assaulted two people. The Iran nuclear talks are likely to resume after President Biden's trip to the region this month. A recent round of discussions in Qatar failed to overcome differences between the United States and the Islamic Republic. A 2015 agreement offered Iran sanctions relief in return for curbs to its nuclear program. Donald Trump pulled out of the deal in 2018 and reimposed sanctions. Global news 24 hours a day, on air and on Bloomberg Quick Take, powered by more than 2,700 journalists and analysts in over 120 countries. I'm Mark Crumpton. This is Bloomberg.